Chapter 4. Charlie King, 33, slid across the back seat of the town car, preferring to climb out on the blind side rather than the house side of the vehicle. As much as he tried to ignore it, he was conscious of his right leg and of the prosthetic that dragged beneath the stump of his thigh. Although he walked well with the prosthetic device, he had himself filmed as part of his therapy, and he was pleased with the results. The artificial leg caused a problem occasionally, climbing in and out of vehicles. It caused other problems too, of course, but none that he could not overcome. As always, as he climbed out of the car, his hands on the door opening and hoisting his weight like a man levering out of a small window, he wondered how long it would take before the subject of the leg came up. It always did, eventually. Still, he took it as a small challenge, a gauge of his returning health, that people sometimes failed to discover his leg at all. He did not think he was deluded in that. He stood to his full height, 6 feet 2 inches, and straightened his suit jacket. It had been pleasantly cool in the car's air conditioning, but now, in the yard before the farmhouse, he felt the day's warmth growing. He hated wearing a jacket, or a tie for that matter, but if the occasion demanded it, he did not complain. It was better, at least, than a dress uniform, something he had worn both at West Point and for 5 years in the Army. This suit, a deep navy with a trace of a pinstripe through the fabric, fit him well. He put his 2 thumbs under the front of his pants and ran them to the points of his hips. He did this unconsciously, a tiny tic that he had kept since boyhood. He bent back into the car and grabbed a small bouquet for Mrs. Kennedy, Margaret, and a stuffed meerkat for the boy, Gordon. The driver, a local man whose name Charlie hadn't fully caught but sounded like Caleb.